Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
velvet liner.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Manitoba country artist Desiree Dorion joins me on the show to talk about her music career and her latest CD, Soul Back Jack. She co-wrote all the tracks on the CD except one. I'm happy to welcome Desiree Dorion to In the Country. Hey, Desiree.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
You are very welcome. Been looking forward to this. And we got lots to cover, of course, the CD, Soul Back Jack, and we'll play a couple of the songs from it. But I wanted to start off with going back to age 13. Now, this isn't something a lot of people in music do that early on. You recorded a CD called All You Gotta Do Is Try. Do you want to talk about recording a CD at such an early age?
Yeah, I mean, it was... It's something that I'm obviously very happy to have been a part of and happy to have done. I have no regrets at all. But it was interesting because I live in rural Manitoba, and I'm about 3.5 hours north of Winnipeg. And when I was 13, of course, the only recording studio, or at least we recorded that album in Winnipeg, you know, I'd have to go and take the bus every weekend and stay at family and friends' houses in the city, and then find my way to the recording studio every Saturday for a long, long day, as musicians know, and then Sunday, and then bus back to Dauphin to be back at school on Monday morning. So it was looking back, I can't believe that my mom let me do it, frankly, but it was a really cool experience.
And you wrote there's nine original songs. Were they songs that you had a hand in writing?
On the first album?
Yeah, on the first one.
Yes. Yeah, I wrote every song on that album, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
At age 13.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been writing little poems and little, little songs and stuff since I was...
Sure.
You know, like every writer, you know, you just have that creative part
yeah.
of you. And then I was actually in a talent contest in northern Manitoba, and someone spotted me and offered to finance the project. So how can you refuse that?
Hey.
You know,
that
so,
is excellent.
Yeah, so we were real. I got, you know, it's just luck, I think, is really what it boils down to. Some talent and a lot of luck.
Yeah, I guess, what do they say, opportunity is luck and talent, I guess, coming together. So you had a bit of luck and of course, the talent. One of the songs on the CD, My Destiny, I was reading that it got played on the Canadian country radio stations. Did you get a chance to hear it yourself?
When I was 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool. Even today, like if I hear one of my songs being played on the radio, it's a pretty weird feeling.
I'll bet. It must be just kind of a. I've heard other people talk about it, especially their first ones. It's kind of a surreal moment. Wherever you are, you're hearing yourself, and it's kind of a bit different.
Yeah, I don't remember the first time I heard myself on the radio, but I remember being 13 and knowing that my music was being played on the radio and really not, I still don't think I can comprehend it, to be honest. It's kind of one of those things where, whoa, that's me. It's, you know,
yeah.
It's a now, weird feeling.
Now, did you come from a musical family at all? Is that how it started, with music around the household, or is this something, a new path that you're blazing?
Well, my mom would probably kill flies if she sang. And my dad, I'd have to say the same for him. No, country music was just, like, I come from a Métis background and, you know, Aboriginal background, and country music is just a part of I think, our culture. You know, it's just, it's always been played in the background. It's always been you know, like if you're going to a baseball game or anything, people are playing country music in their vehicles, and it's all I ever grew up listening to. So I'm not one of those artists that grew up listening to Stevie Wonder and you know, have inspiration from all those different types of musicians. I listened exclusively to country music growing up, and so no musical talent in my family whatsoever.
And the country influence definitely finds its way into your music, obviously, because your sound is very country. And myself, I grew up listening to, like you say, a lot of country stuff. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, later on Alabama, Steve Warner. I mean, the list goes on and on. Who, Desiree, are some of your favorite artists when you were growing up that you really enjoyed listening to?
My all-time hands-down favorite artist is Dolly Parton. If there was one person that I could meet, it would be her, and I don't have any idea what I would say to her, but she is my number one favorite artist.
And what are some of the qualities about her that you like on the music side of things?
She's really smart. She's obviously a very savvy businesswoman. She's created an empire, basically just not by herself, obviously, but she's blazed her own trail. She has done everything her way. I watched her, actually, you and I were talking a bit before the show, that I've seen her on Oprah, and she was offered, Elvis Presley offered to do I Will Always Love You, but he wanted 50% of the publishing, and she had the wisdom, you know, even then to, and that would have been, I would venture to guess, 20-some years ago, to say, no, forget it, and look at what happened with Whitney Houston recording it. So she's just a smart businesswoman, and she's always, you know, done things her way and not been afraid to do that. So I really, really have always admired her.
Now, do you have a favorite cover song or two of hers that you either perform in concert or that you just like to sing?
My favorite song of Dolly Parton's has to be Coat of Many Colors. My granny, every time my granny would hear that song, she would cry. And it was because my granny grew up really, really poor. And I think that in her own little way, that was her way of relating to music. And my granny was a very simple woman. She wasn't an educated person. But it was for someone like her to be able to connect to music so profoundly that it would literally bring her to tears, that song. And and a few years ago, my mom and I and my sister had the opportunity to go to Winnipeg and watch Dolly Parton in concert there. And I looked over when Dolly Parton started singing Coat of Many Colors. My sister and I were sitting next to each other, and we kind of nudged each other, and we looked over at my mom, and there was a little single tear rolling down my mom's face. And I thought, is my mom crying because she's relating to the song, or is she remembering her own mom crying to that song? So the fact that music can have that kind of an impact on people is just, you know, that's what it's all about for me.
It's a great song. Are there songs that do that to you, the way Coat of Many Colors to your grandmother, songs that move you or inspire you in some way?
What is the song? The George Jones song. I love that song.
He Stopped Loving Her Today?
He Stopped Loving Her Today. I love that
classic.
Song. Love that song. To me, that has to be one of the best songs ever written. I love that song.
Yeah, many people have put it at the top of the list of all-time classic country songs, and it sort of covers the emotion of, you know, somebody passing on, and the person who passed on only got over the person they loved by dying.
Right.
Yeah, classic sentiment.
Yeah.
Now, is that a song that you... Go ahead.
I was going to say another song that I just thought of that I really, really like is Fancy by Reba McEntire. Although I must say, I do not know who wrote that song.
Yeah, it's... I believe that the original singer on it was... I may say it wrong, so I'm not sure. But I know that it's a cover song from, I think, the 70s.
Oh, I didn't
that she that. Actually... Yeah, that she wanted to do, her producer said, you know, do you want to do a cover song for this album? And she said Fancy was her favorite, and her producer loved the song as well. Yeah, and it's on the tip of my tongue, but we can Google it afterwards, and listeners can too.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank goodness. Yeah, it's a great song, and it's yeah, it's just got a great story to it, and great, I guess, rhythm to the song.
Yeah, yeah, that's always been one of my favorite songs, and actually, I like performing that song too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's turn to your CD. The CD is called Soul Back Jack, and I'll see if I can pronounce the producer's name right. Aaron Chaturvedi or Chaturvedi.
Very close. Very close. Aaron Chaturvedi.
Chaturvedi. Okay. Perfect. Didn't have time to practice beforehand. And what does Aaron, as a producer, bring? What did he bring to the project?
Disgusting talent. He is a machine. He is so amazingly talented. I think he's only 28 years old. I think. Now, if he's listening, he's gonna be giving me heck tomorrow. But I think he's fairly young, but he can play basically. Like, I think he plays five different instruments. Like, he plays the keyboards, acoustic guitar, electric guitar. I believe he can mess around with the mandolin. I don't know. Maybe I'm probably missing something. And then to be
That's
able to produce
amazing.
Over and above that. Like, he is
yeah.
so amazingly talented. So he...
Wow.
And he's super open-minded. So I had, you know, as an artist, you go into a project like that having a bunch of your own ideas, and of course the producer probably does the same. And we were really able to work well together and to come up with a sound that we are both happy with.
Excellent. And you co-wrote all of the songs except for one, which is a song written by the greats Lisa Brokop, Gilles Goddard, and Rick Giles.
Yeah.
What was it like to have co-written all those songs? Was it pretty amazing to hear the songs go from sort of the demo stage to the finished product?
Oh, even it was amazing to hear them go from well before the demo stage. It was amazing to hear. I think one of the songs I wrote, and I shouldn't really, I'm not promoting driving and writing by any means, but I wrote it in the car, and I have one of those little digital recorders.
Okay.
So I started humming, and actually it was Soul Back Jack that I wrote in the car. And I was on the road, and I just started humming this little tune, so I recorded that, and then started putting lyrics to it. And so watching it or hearing it go from lyrics on your crappy little digital recorder to you know, turning into what it is now is a pretty cool experience.
And on that song specifically, because we're going to play it next, what's the inspiration behind it? Where did Soul Back Jack, that saying or the idea for the song, come from?
Well, Soul Back Jack originally started, I wrote the chorus first. And I originally wrote the chorus with the feeling that I was happy to be, I had gone to school for a number of years, and now I was in the midst of recording and working on this album. And I was I felt so good to be back in music, and I had kind of put it aside so that I could finish school, and it felt just so good to be immersed in music again and working with musicians and just doing what I love to do. So that's really what the chorus, where the inspiration came from for the chorus. But then I thought, nobody really wants to hear about that. That's kind of a boring story. So it just so happened that my sister was just in the midst of leaving a bad relationship, and I thought, well, but she was, I mean, she wasn't sitting at home sobbing or anything, so I thought, I'm going to write about that. So I took that idea to Aaron, and we fixed it up and turned it into what it is now.
Awesome. Well, that's a great story. We'll share the song now. This is Desiree Dorian, and it's the title track to her current CD. It's Soul Back Jack, here on In the Country.
Keep me home.
Manitoba country artist Desiree Dorion and the title track from her current CD that is called Soul Back Jack. Lots of energy in that one.
That was a fun one, yeah. I like performing that one too.
I'll bet. Now, where can people find you online, Desiree, to either check you out, your music, and to purchase the CD?
I have a MySpace page, so it's www.myspace.com/Desiree Dorion. And Desiree is spelled D-E-S-I-R-E-E, and Dorion is D-O-R-I-O-N. I'm also on Facebook, so I will be friends with anybody that wants to be friends with me.
Nice.
And I provide a lot of updates on Facebook in terms of where I'm playing and that kind of stuff. I also have videos uploaded onto YouTube right now, so people can check those out as well. And my CD is available for purchase at CD Plus and Zeus stores right across Canada, as well as online at cdbaby.com/CD/Desiree Dorion.
Excellent. That's lots of information.
And,
exactly. Lots of places to find you online. By the way, I just checked as we were listening to the song. Fancy was a big hit in 1969 for Bobby Gentry. And then in 1990, Reba recorded it and made it another big hit.
Learn something new today.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, very cool. Now, one of the songs on your CD is a very personal song that you wrote about your grandfather. I was reading about this, and the song is called Freedom Ain't Free. Do you want to talk about that song?
Yeah, that song I'm actually hoping to release to Canadian country radio possibly in the fall, but I don't know for sure yet. But that song is, I wrote that song about my grandpa. He was a veteran in World War II. And when the troops, Canadian troops, landed on the beaches of Normandy, he was one of the ones that landed on the front line, and he was shot in the arms and the legs. And he spent 2 years recovering at the Deer Lodge Hospital, physically recovering. But he later on, he married my grandma, and they together had 8 kids. So, but he struggled with alcohol throughout his later years, like middle to later years, right up until he passed away in 1993. And sometimes he would wake up in the middle of the night and he would be having dreams about the war and about being shot and lying on the beach with the men around him. And they would be asking him for help to help them, but he didn't have the physical strength to help them. So I wrote that song about him because my mom told me that story, and several of my aunts and uncles have told me that story. And it was something that he never liked to talk about. And I sometimes wonder if, you know, if he struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder, it was never something that he would have been the type to go and get checked out or anything. But I think that he certainly had some demons that he was struggling with. So that was really where the inspiration came from for that song, was just about appreciating that there were men like him that came before us so that we could, so people like me could live my dream and be a musician or, you know, even sit here and talk with you today, you know, these kinds of things that we often take for granted. So that's what that song is about.
Exactly. Wow, that's so great that you were able to take that real-life experience and put it into a song. I know that people listening to it are going to be just as moved, and I guess when you perform it each time, it must move you as well.
You know what? It does, and it's not it's weird as an artist and particularly as a writer to say that one of your own songs moves you, but I think it's just a story, really, that moves me. The fact that I was able to turn that into a song is just, to me, something that, I guess, just as a songwriter, we just do. And I know you're a songwriter, so you can relate to that too. But I think it's the story more than anything that moves me. The fact that, I can physically see, not him, but a young man bleeding on the beaches and wondering if somebody is going to come and save you. And, it's really hard to wrap your head around, now in 2010. And I know that there's still war and everything going on. In parts of the world, but that story in particular, it's a moving story.
Oh, most definitely. Another song on the CD, the one that you didn't have a hand in writing, we talked about earlier, Lisa Brokop, Gilles Goddard, and Rick Giles wrote. What was the reason behind choosing that song as an outside song to record? What did you like about it?
Well, I got that song actually from a fellow writer, Ray Martin, formerly of the Foster Martin Band. And he was writing with Gilles Goddard, so that's how I got a hold of the song in the first place. And the first time I heard it, it reminded me of my best friend, to be honest. She was a bit of a loose canyon when we were growing up. And,
right.
And now, actually, the tables have kind of turned. I'm the one going from town to town every weekend trying to sing and make music, and she's settled down with a family. So I chose that song before she had the family, but I think it's kind of backfired on me.
Very interesting. That's one of the great songs on the CD. We're going to get to another one in a few moments, a song called Can't Have Me, a great ballad. Before we get to that, I wanted to let our listeners know about your career. Now, of course, music is your career as well, but there's something else you do during the day. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I am my day job is a lawyer. I practice family law and child protection law. So that's what I went to school for, so that I could do what I love to do.
That's great. One job to pay the all the stuff involved with music and get things going that way.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's terrific.
So I had a game plan when I was, a little 17-year-old kid going up to the big university, to the big city. That was my game plan all along.
Very clever. Very clever indeed. Now, I guess music is a great stress relief when you get a chance to do it and then to change up from the day job.
Oh, absolutely. It's and actually, I think I didn't know it at the time, but the two really complement each other very well, I think. Like in law, you have to be really creative in terms of coming up with arguments and whatnot for your clients to present to the courts. And obviously, music is a creative industry as well. So,
yeah. Very interesting link there. Let's turn back to the music now, and then we're going to come back and talk about your favorite cover songs and also a duet partner, male or female. We'll get to that. But do you want to talk about the song Can't Have Me off your album, Soul Back Jack? It's a great ballad. You want to talk about the inspiration behind writing that one?
Sure. The concept actually came from Jade Turner. She came up with the title Except For Me, and the idea that you can take, when you're leaving a relationship, you can take everything that you want from the relationship, but you can't take me when you're going. So that was she came up with the concept, and Aaron presented the idea to me, and I loved the melody and the idea. So him and I kind of did some fine tuning and worked together to creating a song that people could relate to in terms of leaving a long-term relationship and trying to I guess tie up the loose ends of a long-term relationship, if that makes sense.
For sure. Well, let's share it now with our listeners and they can hear what it's all about. This is Desiree Dorian on the line with us from Manitoba, and the song is Can't Have Me here on In the Country.
Can have the clock on the wall, 'cause we're but you can't have me.
You're listening to In the Country with my featured guest, Desiree Dorion. That is her song, Can't Have Me, and it's featured on her new CD entitled Soul Back Jack. Very emotional song, Desiree, and a beautiful melody as well.
Thank you. I have to be honest and say that that song, for me, was one of the toughest songs to write on the album, because I've been with my partner for... Well, since we were kids, we grew up together, basically, and ended up getting married. So I've never personally experienced leaving a relationship. And so when Aaron brought that song to me to come on board as a co-writer with him, I said, I don't know how the heck I'm going to write this song, because I truly don't know what it feels like. And he told me, and I think that his advice was really, really good, that... His belief is that it's not just the job of an artist to express what they've personally gone through or experienced. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, that really makes sense. You know, we should be able to, as artists, delve into experiences and emotions and translate them, I guess. So
that
was a hard song for me to do.
That's really interesting that you hadn't been through that, but I like how you tied it in there with what Aaron said, and an artist being conveying emotions whether they've lived through them or not. And obviously if a singer is singing a sad song, they might not be sad at that moment, but that's the emotion they're conveying. So
right.
That's a great way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, as I said, that was probably the hardest song on the album to write for me.
Now, I wanted to ask you, in terms of cover songs, when you are out performing live, now, I think we talked earlier about cover songs to do with Dolly Parton, but what are some of your other favorite songs to cover when you're out performing?
I think that really depends. If I really like to deliver what I think will make for a good show. So if I'm playing for an older crowd and I know that I'm going to be playing for an older crowd, I love to do the old stuff. So, you know, Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and Kitty Wells even, Loretta Lynn, a lot of the older people that have have the big legends. But if I'm playing for a younger crowd or even a middle-aged crowd, I like to do a lot of the new stuff too. So I like covering some Shania and some Sugarland, and Miranda Lambert is one of my current modern favorites. It really just depends.
Yeah, that's a good approach too, to aim it at the audience and what they're going to like based on sort of their age, which is true. They're going to like it different stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now duet partners, for either male or a female artist in the country world, is there somebody out there you can think of that if you had a chance to record a duet that you would choose?
Well, I think that I would, for female, I would definitely choose Dolly Parton. And for male, it would have to be a trio because my all-time favorite male group is Montgomery Gentry. I love them.
Ah,
I see them in concert every opportunity that I can.
Now, I would imagine a concert of theirs, based on what I've seen on television and their videos and all that, and knowing their music, would be a lot of fun and pretty high energy.
It's awesome. I've seen them, I think, 3 or 4 times, and each time is different. Like, it's not just the same bouncing around. You know, they put on an awesome concert. If anybody gets a chance to see them, I would highly recommend seeing them.
That's nice that they change it up then, so that for people who go back, you're not seeing the same show. It's different.
Yeah. They actually, the last time I seen them, they were in concert with the Roadhammers at the MTS Center in Winnipeg, and that was a crazy show. Like, to go from seeing the Roadhammers, and they have that big semi truck as part of their set on stage, it was awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds great. We're just getting set to close up in a few moments, Desiree, to wrap things up. But I wanted to ask you, on songs, when you're listening to songs or even on your own songs, do you have a favorite instrument, one that when you hear it either tells you it's a country song or one that you just really enjoy in a song?
I have two favorite instruments. I love the
fiddle
and I love the harmonica.
Nice.
Yeah, those are my two.
And your album features plenty of fiddle and harmonica as well.
Yeah, we've got harmonica on a few of the numbers as well as fiddle. Yeah.
Nice. Now, the players that were on this CD, do you want to brag about them? They were a pretty good band to get this album together.
You know what? To be honest, I live in Dauphin, which is about 3.5 hours north. So I entrusted Aaron to getting the players together. So I know Ariel Posen played lead guitar, as well as, I believe, one other instrument on the album. But I entrusted him to take care of that. He's got mad talent. And so I said, Aaron, you put this together and let me know how it turns out, and send me what you've got, and I'll see if I like it, and we'll go from there. And I didn't doubt him for a second.
That's great to have a producer like that you know isn't going to let you down and who's going to bring it all together.
Yeah, no, I totally let him take the reins on that.
Very nice. Well, Desiree, it's been a pleasure to speak with you for the last 30 minutes or so and to share a couple of the songs from your new CD, Soul Back Jack. I'll encourage our listeners to check you out on the net at the different locations you mentioned, and I'll encourage them also to pick up the CD. Thanks so much for spending the time with me.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. My guest today has been Manitoba country artist Desiree Dorion. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.